This is a Tri-Cities hometown story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
We are here with Colin Hastings of the Pasco Chamber of Commerce. Colin, your family has a long history of business ownership in Pasco. Where and how did that entrepreneurial spirit start?
Well, it started with my grandfather, and Rob, thanks for having me on. This is an honor to be on your show, and it's cool to kind of have a chance to share the story. But my grandfather and grandmother moved down here, Ivan and Flossie Hastings, in the mid-40s, and they started a company called Columbia Basin Paper and Supply, which is still located in Pasco. Technically a third generation company now. My dad ran it for a while, and now my uncle and Aunt Janice are the proprietors of the business. So at that time in the Spokane area, you know, coming off of World War II, my grandfather was selling janitorial supplies for a company called MultiClean, and saw the opportunity of coming down to our region, obviously with the Hanford site, and saw potential to, you know, branching out and starting a business of his own, kind of what he always wanted to do anyway. So I think that spirit goes a long ways. He grew up in a situation that was very odd for the time. He was raised without a mother. My great grandmother Mabel left her husband at the time. And that's when he was 10 years old, and he had three younger brothers. So it was his father that raised him in Spokane. He did a lot of odd jobs. And I think he wanted a different way of getting out and doing something for himself and provide for his family. That was his inspiration. And I think from that time on, you know, it's kind of carried through the generations as well too. And it's neat to see, you know, business with longevity like that. And I know throughout the whole Hastings family, we're very proud of that, and it really set a foundation for the success of our family moving forward through our community and in our life here in Tri-Cities, which is now obviously our new home.
Yeah, and since your grandfather came here and with your grandma opened the business, I mean, the family's never left. Everybody's been here.
For the most part. In terms of my dad's family, yes. So my dad was the second of four children. My uncle Roger has since retired, but Peterson Hastings Investments, mm-hmm. that was, you know, a company that he helped start. My uncle Reagan obviously running the business in downtown Pasco. And the third brother, Rabbit, Uncle Rabbit. So that's one thing that's kind of neat about my family is there's a lot of nicknames. And so Doc, obviously, mm-hmm. being, we can get into that a little bit later. So Uncle Rabbit actually retired a few years back from a career of being a blackjack dealer in Reno. And it was always funny because out of all the sons, maybe it's something with whichever offspring is furthest away or whatever, my grandma loved to gamble and always talked about Rabbit and going down to Reno and was more proud of Uncle Rabbit than all the other success of all her other sons. But it was funny, and it's neat, and the great dynamic we always get together. So it's pretty fun.
So you mentioned your dad. I want to delve into that a little bit. Your dad is Doc Hastings, right. Served our area in Congress for over 20 years. How did your home life change when he got first elected?
Well, so it's hard to say because you can't walk in, you know, another person's shoes to figure out what normal is. Now, from my perspective, things were always normal in my life. So
how old were you when you got elected?
So when he was elected to Congress, mm-hmm. I was a freshman in college. So okay. But prior to that, in the late 70s into the early 80s, he was a Washington State House of Representatives member.
Okay.
And so so from that standpoint, there was some differences. Sure, you know, I would go to Olympia to visit him once a year. There was times where, you know, he was running the business at the time, you know, and during session, he would either leave, you know, about 9 or 10 o'clock on a Sunday night to get to Olympia for, you know, floor duties in Olympia, and then come home Friday night. Saturday, he would go into the office, Columbia Basin Paper and Supply, and do all the books for that week. And then Sunday, you know, that would be the time we get together. Now, this is just during session, which, mm-hmm. you know, could be January through March or January through June, depending on the year. So there was a lot of times where he wasn't around. I think it created hardship for my mom raising my two older sisters and myself and me being a boy starting to get a little older and talking back a little bit. I think you put a little bit of emphasis for the reason why my dad wanted to step away from the House of Representatives, and that would have been in 1986.
We'll be right back with Colin Hastings right after these messages.